Hello, I'm Emmanuel Wuchendo, and this is Diplomatic Signals, where we try to understand how state and non-state actors interact on the global stage. The question of the day, what is the balance of power? Political theorists assert that politics is about the demonstration, accumulation, and maintenance of power. Political theorists add to this the idea that in their search for security, states continuously seek to balance against each other. This is called seeking the balance of power. Balance of power politics is as age-old as the Greek city-states. It is certainly possible that evidence could be found where two or more city-states or other political organizations competed for resources, and that this competition had a balance of power as one of its elements or one of the games played. In its most rude forms, the balance of power is akin to the scenario faced by boys in the playground. Say there is one boy, larger than the rest, who is able to use his size to intimidate others. He's not uniquely capable of meting out violence, however. The group could easily turn on him. He must control his outbursts or face some group sanction. The balance is thus established. The entry of a new player can disturb the balance of power. If the new entrant is also a big boy, the playground may take some time to realize a new balance of power. For 30 years following the collapse of the Soviet Union, the United States' economic growth, development, and military capabilities made it the only big boy in the playground. China's economic growth and development make a new and not insignificant entrant. Military aggrandizement will make it a potential bully and cause a strategic rebalancing to begin. The boys in Asia and around the world will work to find, to discover a new balance of power. In short, if the world is a playground, the big bully holds considerable sway. These kids are a little smart, however, because they will gang up to balance against the strength of the bully. I'm Emmanuel Wuchendo, and this is Diplomatic Signals.